Okay, we're here at TechEd, and Bill just gave his keynote at TechEd. So we talked about some of the new technologies that were released, and the big one is Silverlight 2 Beta 2 is now out. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Silverlight and where that's going?
Well, it was an exciting event today, and I had three of Microsoft's top people come up and show different things. Soma Sagar got to show the latest on Silverlight. And really, it's pretty amazing what kind of interface you can put together and how easy it is to develop that. So he had some samples, talked about the sample code going up on the web so people can get a sense of how rich these interfaces have become.
Now, we've seen a lot of innovation, obviously, with web applications, but do you see the center of gravity moving? How do you think about the center of gravity for developers between client and web? Like, people always try and say, this sort of development is dead, or this sort of development is in style right now. What's your viewpoint on client versus web and the mix in between and
Well, I don't even think those terms capture the richness of what's going on. There's an immense amount of work to make sure that applications are rich and responsive. And that means taking advantage of the client because that's where you get that low latency, high speed response. And there's two forms of that. One form is to do browser type applications, and those can either just use HTML, they can use active controls, or they can use one of the media libraries that is out there. Adobe has Flash. We've
Sure.
got Silverlight. Silverlight's really addressing a whole new kind of application and making that easy. Those are actually about executing on the client, getting away from the idea that every time you hit a key, you're going up and having to do an HTTP GET before something comes back and it's repainting the whole screen.
Right.
And so whether it's Ajax, JavaScript, or these media type runtime libraries, this is very client-oriented development. Now, the full-blown type of application that is either C++ or C Sharp, those continue to be incredibly vibrant. And they can connect up to these presentation layer things, or they can use more client-specific presentation that gives you even more richness, Windows Presentation Framework. The thing we've done is make the browser reach, the Silverlight piece, a subset of the full client Windows Presentation Framework. So if you want ink recognition or advanced 3D things, today that's on the rich client. But the whole model, the way you think about your controls and presentation, that's the same in that Silverlight environment. Now, there's also fantastic things going on up at the server level,
Right, in
but
the cloud.
people have decided that for presentation, you really want a lot of that logic of scrolling, animating, stepping through to be in one of these client-side representations. For things like data backup, rich data query, the cloud is becoming the master for the data, and what's going on in the client is much more of a cache that you can go offline, you can do updates, but as soon as you come back, there's rich synchronization up to the cloud that is getting less expensive, can geo-distribute the information. So these are both hot areas. I'll go from one meeting, which is about the mega data center with millions of servers and how we're going to redesign the hardware there, to a meeting about Silverlight and how, the newest media thing lets you do a cool application and how designers and developers are able to collaborate on that in a much better way.
Now, the other interesting aspect, you mentioned some of the areas for user interface, and I know you had shown the touch wall and some of the things for multi-point, we've always been a company for great tools to make platforms. So, are we going to see great tool innovation? Like, what's the future for both tools and the way to build those applications, those user interfaces?
Well, it is a very important time in terms of how you interact with a computer. I mean, it's unusual. Over the last 20 years, it's all mouse and keyboard. And then these next 20 years, yes, the mouse and keyboard will still be there, but these other techniques will be equally important. That's touch and speech and pen and just a camera that actually recognizes who's there and what gestures they're making. So that is ripe for revolution. Now, to make that easy to do, what we can do is take all the user interface technologies and bring natural interface into it. And so when the Surface Group, that's the Microsoft table that has a camera underneath,
Right.
when they came to me and said, "Okay, how should we do this work?" I said, "Go use Windows Presentation Framework and add in behavior for the controls that have to do with touching with multiple fingers and the various gestures that make sense there. And so they took that control library, added their things in, and it was an amazing experience for them. One thing that was great was then when the Windows 7 team came along and put touch in, they took that same control library. And so I did a demo last week where we actually took a piano application that the Surface people had written, and it ran automatically on top of the Windows 7 touch capability because of that common control library. So all the different approaches will be supported with natural interface, but I think particularly Windows Presentation Framework will be one that grabs onto these new capabilities very rapidly.
Yeah, it certainly seems exciting, especially if the work's kind of been done with those Surface teams to make those applications easy, and then developers can just reuse those. So some of the other interesting aspects, we've seen development really being focused on client web, and then we're seeing sort of the gadgetization, if you will, where people are using, say, building Facebook applications or applications for Windows Live Spaces. I'm curious, what's your thought on Facebook as a site? I know there was that one story where you had actually deleted your profile, had 8,000 friend requests a day, and obviously a popular guy. What's your general view on Facebook and Facebook application development?
Well, social networking's a very big deal, and I know there'll be many of them out there, some that are more business-oriented, some that are more media-oriented. Facebook's been very popular. In fact, Microsoft's worked with them on some of the ad platform things. It actually hasn't worked for me personally just because the number of people who were disappointed that I wasn't making them their friend was so large that I decided, hey, you know, every time I come on, there's just more than I can possibly go through. And, you know, it does suggest over time understanding different types of relationships that people have. We're going to have to do that in Outlook. We're going to have to do that in Live ID. We're going to have to do that in Xbox Live. All these issues of how software represents your relationships, there's still more innovation to be done because you don't want the same information necessarily for your parents, as your friends at school, as your friends in your motorcycle club. You know, it's just different. And I'm sure that software will be able to capture that as we experiment with these sites and interfaces and try out new things. So, you know, it's great to see that people are platformizing stuff. We've always believed in that. We'll make sure our tools are there and let people do neat new things. A lot of those websites behind the scenes are great users of our tools. I know MySpace achieved their scale by using pretty pure Microsoft platform from SQL all the way up to .NET.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about one of the largest websites, they have, I don't know, 3 to 5% of the traffic on the internet, and it's all using Microsoft technology. And in terms of, I guess, you personally as a developer, so do you code for fun? Are you finding your spare time? Or now that you're going to have maybe a little bit of spare time, are you going to crack open Visual Studio?
Yeah, I think I'll get to do a little bit more. I've done some just to try out what a little game application is like or a data application. But a lot of the things I'll get more time on are very data intense, where you look at farm output, you look at how incomes have gone up, and you want to take and look at those in a rich visual way. And this idea of how we connect up, go grab data from the web, don't just think of it as text, bring structure into it, and then let somebody try out different ways of presenting it, but very interactively. And so you can, you know, point to a country, see how that compares to another one. I want to write some of those applications because having that understanding of the data is very important. And I think that is an area the platform can get better, is to let you bring in data and see it very quickly, write a little bit of code that may have your specific algorithm for processing that data. So I'll be playing around. You know, I had some ThinkWeek papers that talked about F-sharp and how great that is. That's a language I've never used. I don't have an intuitive sense of how easy it is to move to functional type programming. So, you know, looking forward to getting more time to mess around, but all with the data that's about the work of the foundation.
So, excellent. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. And this has been Bill Gates at TechEd.